All you hear about the U.S. and China trade war is that it's bad for manufacturing and farmers. But farmers are mostly collateral damage in this international struggle over power and technology. Harvest Public Media's Madeline Beck explains why.
Intellectual property theft costs the U.S. at least $225 billion a year, according to the National Bureau of Asian Research. And the country that does it the most is China. But that's nothing new. Or in other words,
this is not all about Trump.
That's Aaron Friedberg, a Princeton University professor who's been watching U.S.-China trade relations for about 20 years.
He is reacting to complaints and pressures that have been building up for over a decade.
Friedberg says China's government has abused U.S. markets and trade a lot of different ways over the last few decades. But generally what happens is that government incentivizes its companies to acquire and improve technologies from foreign competition. Sometimes Chinese companies get that technology in illegal ways, like through cyber attacks and outright stealing of robot arms. Friedberg says that a few decades ago, China's infractions weren't as big of a deal.
If you go back to the 90s and even into the early 2000s, Chinese industries were lagging considerably behind their Western counterparts. And so if they were cutting corners and doing things to promote the development of less advanced industries, I think the feeling was that this didn't matter so much.
But that's changed. The U.S. still leads the world in high-tech production, but China is a close number two and aims to grow. That's according to the U.S. Trade Representative Office, which advises the president on trade. The Chinese government has signed agreements to stop some of its illegal or unfair practices over the years, but a U.S. investigation in 2017 found that these things are still happening, like verbal backroom agreements that aren't on paper. So Friedberg says,
even when the Chinese haven't broken the rules, they've sort of bent them.
Previous administrations knew this was a problem and tried to pressure China. Friedberg says their actions didn't go far enough to stop China's bad actions at that time. But Ron Kirk was the U.S. trade representative for 4 years under President Barack Obama and stands by his work. He says they addressed American concerns by suing China multiple times through the World Trade Organization.
The one thing Americans were most frustrated about, they felt nobody ever held these people that weren't playing by the rules, our partners that weren't playing by the rules, feet to the fire.
But both he and Friedberg agree that Trump's approach to tackling this issue could be more effective if we worked with allies. Allies like Canada, which the Trump administration has put steel tariffs on. Right now, the U.S. is largely taking on China alone. China has fought back by putting tariffs on Trump's political base, part of which is farmers in rural America. Farm groups across the U.S. have voiced concerns and encouraged the president to find at least some short-term relief for trade. But at the same time, David Salmonson of the American Farm Bureau says they don't expect an overall trade agreement right away.
We know this has to be a longer-term process.
Ag hasn't been spared when it comes to intellectual property theft, though. One Chinese national was convicted of stealing corn seeds to send back to China for analysis. Plus, China has indicated it wants to grow and become a major competitor in the ag tech sector. So Salmonson says that ag isn't an island when you look at the big picture.
Since we're all a part of this relationship, yeah, it does. It affects everybody.
Some are concerned that the president may declare complete victory too soon after getting concessions over agriculture, that he'll walk away without significantly changing China's actions. If this happens, or trade negotiations go south, China's growing dominance in the world economy could create divisions in world trade. That wouldn't be the end of the world. Trade would just look more like it did during major wars as different countries traded in blocks. But it could mean everyday goods become more expensive in the U.S., a nation full of companies that depend on the international economy. Madeline Beck, Harvest Public Media.